remain standing for our
reading from the Gospel according to John. I'm reading from the story in John chapter 11, and I'm going to be reading selected verses to sort of condense the story a bit. In this story, we believe that Jesus promises and then Jesus delivers. Now, a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again on the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. Those who live and believe in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could he not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench. He's been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. A longer reading than normal, but a great story for this All Saints Sunday, remembering those we love who died in the faith of Jesus Christ and now rest with him in light, awaiting the final resurrection from the dead, as Martha talks about. And Jesus in this story teaches us two responses to death. Faithful responses. First, Jesus wept. Jesus cried tears of sadness and grief at the death of his friend Lazarus, one whom he loved. A lot of times I hear people at the death of a loved one saying things like, you know, I know I shouldn't be sad. She's in a better place. Or, you know, let's not be sad. Suffering is over. But make no mistake, when Jesus is faced with the death of his friend, Jesus wept. Jesus knows he's going to bring Lazarus back to life. He said it earlier. He knows what he's going to do. But he joins Mary and Martha, deeply moved in grief. Joins in us with our humanity. Jesus knows what it is to lose someone you love, the heartbreak, the pain. And he recognizes and acknowledges that death is real. It's not imaginary. It's not something that is pretend. We have actual separation from loved ones at our death. Death is the unnatural culmination of pain and suffering. Not the way God intended the world to be. Not the way God had made us for us to be. It's a brokenness, an enemy. It's not how God wanted our lives to be. And our hope is not in death, not to be the end of suffering. Jesus Christ is our hope. So it is, the story does not end here. Jesus wept, but then he has a second response. The other response, the hopeful response. Jesus gets mad. It says in verse 33 and again in 38 that Jesus was greatly disturbed. That's a very polished biblical way to say that Jesus was crazy, angry, down to the depths of his very being. John Calvin, the famous reformer, wrote of this passage, "Christ does not come to the tomb as an idle spectator, but like a wrestler preparing for the contest." Now, I love that image, but I thought for a bunch of South Carolinians, it might be easier to translate this from wrestling to wrestling. Now, if you've ever seen wrestling on TV, you've seen what happens when they're getting ready for the match, right? First, the opponent comes out and he's up there in the ring, strutting around like he owns it. But then imagine Jesus. His theme song plays, and he comes out, and he's fired up, right? He is ready to face down his enemy, death. He's beating his chest, and I can imagine him giving that steely glare, right, that they give, that angry glare before he says, "Where's the tomb?" And he marches his way over to the tomb and faces death in all its stench and ugliness and pain and destruction. And he says, "Roll away the stone." And they do. And Lazarus comes out alive again. Death is defeated. Jesus lays the smack down on death. And so we see just a preview of what is to come. This is like in the wrestling shows when they have the little skirmishes all along in the regular Thursday nights and Friday nights before the main event at WrestleMania, when the two enemies really have the full long match. That's what occurs on the cross, where the reign of death ends, where Jesus defeats and lays the smack down on death for good. And this little taste that we get during his life are fulfilled finally and completely. Death is defeated. With the resurrection of Jesus, What he has promised to Martha is completed. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. If you believe that Jesus is, as Martha says, the Messiah, the Son of God, and you have been baptized into his life and death, you have already crossed over from death to life. That is what Jesus means in these words. If you live in faith, you no longer live under the power of death. You do not have to be afraid of death or dying anymore because you have been assured by the Spirit of the living Christ that even though you die, you will yet live. This is more than just comfort in the face of death of loved ones. Jesus could have offered that to Mary and Martha. She opens the door for him to offer that, but he promises more. In saying, I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus is saying, when you live in me, you will be truly alive. So that not even the fear of death will stop you from living the life that Jesus calls you to live. Our funeral liturgy says it. I love it. I'll say it at every funeral that I ever do. When we pray to live as those who are prepared to die. And to die as those who go forth to live. Imagine what you can do if you are not afraid to die. Imagine the risks you can take for Jesus. Imagine how far you can go in your life. Well, you could go with our youth to Salkehatchee or Hinton Center. You could go to Haiti with me and Anna. You could take any risk, recalling that Jesus, in the face of death, did not stop loving, did not stop preaching, did not stop proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, did not stop touching the people that they didn't want him to touch, did not stop helping the people that they didn't want him to help, did not stop seeking justice and peace and love throughout his life, even through death. And there are millions of Christian martyrs who testify to that truth throughout history, who have testified that they are not afraid to die because they die going forth to live. So today, we remember those we have lost to death. We remember and we mourn and weep as Jesus did, because death still remains in this world and it is real and it separates us from our loved ones, and that is sad. But today we renew our hope in God who raised Lazarus from the dead, in the God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead and who promised to raise us all from the dead. For everyone that we will light a candle for today, everyone on our banner, and everyone gathered here and gathered at home, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we place our hope. Our hope that our loved ones live and rest in him until the resurrection day, when Jesus comes with a great shout and calls us all out of the tomb. We are clothed with his undying grace and raised in God's glory. And on that day it shall be, as Henry read for us, that God will wipe away every tear and death will be no more. So today we come to the table. And we join in communion with all the saints who live and rest in Christ Jesus in expectation of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.